Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm not Steve Gruber. Sorry for that revelation to some of you who are getting out of bed, making the coffee, and hoping to hear Steve's lovely voice. Nope, you still got me, Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. If you want to bug Steve, go ahead, shoot him a message on social media. He is at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, if you're missing him that much, you can check out the app online, the Steve Gruber Show, or you can go to stevegruber.com for the same type of resources. He's all over the place, folks. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. Mostly good, though. And mostly good and mostly and sometimes bad is kind of what we're getting with this economic recovery. And here to talk to us about that is Dr. Michael Bussler, public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Dr. Bussler, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Oh, well, we love having you, and we love talking to you about this because we got some new research coming out of Oxford Economics, citing less restrictive labor supply constraints as being one of the reasons why we're seeing the bounce back we're seeing in states after these COVID lockdowns, after these restrictions are being lifted. Finally, it appears some areas of the country are starting to get back on track. What say you?
Well, there's good and bad here. On the good side, as you're pointing out, economic growth is very strong. Last quarter, the first quarter, rather, of the year, the economy grew at over a 6% rate. The second quarter, the data will be out, I believe, the middle of next week, will probably show the economy grew at least an 8% rate. And some of my colleagues think it could be as high as 9%. So the economy is growing well. The unemployment rate has come down, and that's positive. On the negative side, we have a very severe inflation problem. Now, let me give you both sides of this. President Biden and the Federal Reserve believe it's only a short-term, they use the word transitory, problem. The reason prices have spiked so much in the last year, and mostly in the first half of this year, is because we have supply chain disruptions. Companies had to shut down because of the virus. We had some bad weather. And in certain industries like computer chips, their supply has not been sufficient to meet the demand. So that's causing prices to spike. And they think it's only temporary. As the economy fully reopens, prices will stabilize. On the other side of that, most or many economists don't agree with that. There are too many other reasons why we're likely to see inflation. So what are they? The money supply has grown by over 18% in the last 12 months. Most economists will say that that's highly inflationary. Secondly, the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates near zero, and that coupled with the fact that the federal government gave out free money to everybody in the last year.
Right.
In fact, the average family of four got over $11,000 and are now starting to get some more child tax credit. So consumers and most of that money has been saved. So consumers have plenty of cash, low interest rates. So many are now saying, hey, it's a great time to go buy a house or it's a great time to go buy a car. That increase in demand has pushed up car prices and housing prices. That will continue too. Also, the federal government had a budget deficit of $3 trillion last year and will have at least $3 trillion this year, maybe more, subject to what President Biden is trying to get through. All of that excess in demand will continue to pull prices up. We also have a problem with wages. In that, for whatever reason, many workers are simply not going back to work,
right,
even though they're called. And there's probably a few reasons for that. But nonetheless, in order to bring the workers back, they've got to raise starting wages up, sometimes significantly. And that has a rippling effect, and that will cause all wages to tend to go up. So with all those problems, and we also have one other thing. The Biden administration has declared war on fossil fuels, They canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You can't drill on federal lands anymore. You can't drill off the Alaska Shelf. That restriction in supply at a time when the economy is recovering, both in the U.S. and the world, which increases demand, will continue to pull energy prices up.
Yeah.
That, too, has a rippling effect on the economy. Not only will we pay more for gas and heating oil, manufacturers have to pay more for energy. Retailers have to pay more to truckers to get the products in. So all of those things are going to continue to be here. And unless the Federal Reserve moves very quickly, we're going to end up with, a relatively severe inflation problem before the end of the year.
Well, let me ask you something on that, Dr. Bussler, because I was watching a little bit of the Biden town hall this past Wednesday. He was on CNN, and I don't think it went relatively well for him. But one of the things he was asked was about inflation. And he gave, I don't have this exactly, but essentially what he said was, don't worry, I'm not worried about inflation. It's not going to get worse because when we spend more money in this new infrastructure package, that's going to help keep inflation down because all the jobs and all the benefits that are going to come from that investment are going to be reinvested into the economy by the people who are paid to complete all the infrastructure projects. I don't particularly think that's how it works. I mean, you're the expert. What say you?
So he's talking about spending more money on what he calls infrastructure, which is really much more than infrastructure. Most
right.
of us think of infrastructure as roads, bridges, et cetera. He's adding all kinds of things to that. So again, government will increase their deficit. That will increase demand in the economy and tend to make inflation worse, not better. Now, he is saying that if we make investments in true infrastructure, that should help to the economy to grow. And in the longer term, that will tend to put downward pressure on prices. So he's partially accurate there. But in the shorter term, that excess spending at a time when the government deficit is already huge will simply add to the inflation problem, not make it any better.
Well, and that's something that's going to continue. I mean, I remember when I was in sixth grade, the deficit, this was in 1996, the debt, our national debt was $6 trillion. And our teacher told us that is absurd. And now I'm 35 and I don't know, in a couple more years, it's going to be well above 30 at this rate. And we're in big trouble. Unfortunately, I don't think we can solve that problem today, but I appreciate, as always, you coming on the show and talking with us and dazzling us with your expertise, and we appreciate it, keeping our audience very well informed, and hopefully we can see better days as we reopen this economy.
Yes, I hope so, too. But again, let me just emphasize, the Federal Reserve should take action today, not wait until later. Historically, the Federal Reserve stays ahead of inflation. They're not doing that. It's going to cause a problem in the future.
Yep.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. It's always my pleasure to be here.
All right, Dr. Bussler, Dr. Michael Bussler. Always good to talk to him. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.